You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting. How are you?
Me or them?
Everyone. Answer. 3, 2, 1.
Great. That's good. I'm so happy for
what
you.
What about you?
That's exciting news. Me personally?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
For episode number, what is it? 40.
Seven.
Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo. How are you?
Woohoo. How are you? I'm good.
That's good.
I'm good.
I have had a rough start to the morning. I did just lose a nail while we were filming the dance part.
Oh, you got one nail missing?
Only one missing, yeah.
That's kind of chat.
I know. But I didn't plan on it, you know what I mean? Like, I sat down ready to film with a full set.
Well, I got angry and ripped all mine off, so.
Yeah, I think I'm getting close to that point. Anyway, they're cute for like a day or two and then...
And then you just realize that you can't be a normal human with nails.
I haven't been able to type messages.
Yeah, you have to type on the sides of your thumbs.
Yeah.
You can't, you can't pick things up off the floor like a card or coins. Have you tried that?
A card, yeah, not coins.
So hard. Coins is hard. You can't squeeze a pimple.
I was trying to do one on my chin and now it's just red and angry because
I can't do it. What else can't you do with nails?
Lots of things, like wipe your bum. Like, it's really quite a problem.
It's such a process, just like getting through life with nails. Yeah. And y'all think it's just for funsies.
I don't understand the people who have like the really long, how do you?
They would probably just have people doing things for them.
Right. I would just get so annoyed.
Yeah.
I'd rip them all off.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back to another episode.
Where we just like complain about being a girl.
Everything.
Yeah.
So we've got lots more complaining to do today.
As per usual.
As per usual.
You know.
Get excited for that. I can't wait to be told again on TikTok this week that we're just mean to boys and mean to everyone and have no brain cells.
But we do get told that we're 10, so that's kind of fun.
One comment in 300 is something like, oh, wow, guys, great work. Keep it up.
No, someone commented, I love your friendship.
Oh, that's really lovely.
I know. I love it too.
That's very nice. If that was you, thank you.
Yeah.
For spreading kindness.
It was about our Udi one and we were dancing. Yeah.
How good was that? If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's on our Instagram and our TikTok. This little Udi TikTok thing. And I think it's pretty great.
I reckon I've watched it about 1,000 times.
I have
times.
Too. Yeah.
It's so funny.
If you do say so yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway, do we want to get into it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's then.
Roll the intro.
Yours is a bit ASMR. That was nice.
Yeah, I was trying to go for like a mysterious vibe.
Oh, I wasn't on the same page. You!
Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lil Shorty. These my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.
So, Abby, how's your week been? You're fully vaxxed now.
Yeah.
Big girl things.
I'm ready for pick-ons.
Pick-ons.
Yeah, kick-ons with picnics.
Yeah.
In picnics, yeah. But we had a pretty fun week,
right?
That was me, like, passing the baton.
Yeah, sorry.
Our housemate / best friend, Yasmin, it was her birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. We won't say how old she is because she'll get mad at us, probably. It was her 12th birthday on Wednesday. We had a great day. We're still, unfortunately, in lockdown until tomorrow.
Yes.
Today's our last day of lockdown.
Yeah.
Or full lockdown. But I think we made the most of it.
We did. We basically started drinking at 10 a.m.
Yep.
Finished at least 10 p.m. It was at least 12 hours of drinking.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I was in bed at 11.
Yeah.
So, big day.
Yeah, and the sun turned out for us. Yeah. And it was just like a wonderful time.
It was a really
We played
nice
Fong.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, we've come up with a new game.
A new game we've invented called Fong.
Fong. Spelled F-O-N-G.
Yeah.
Fong.
We could spell it P-H-O-N-G. Fong.
Yeah. I get for
that
fun.
That might be fun. Yeah. Or we could do one of those weird things like how they spelled Pfizer. We could do P-F-O-N-G.
I like that because we came up with it in lockdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you want to tell us about it? We're big beer pong fans.
Yeah, so basically it's like four-way beer pong. Uh-huh. So you do need two pong tables.
Uh-huh.
And preferably,
yep,
you know what I'm trying to say? One that's like slightly taller or smaller than the other, because basically you just make them one big cross. Mm-hmm. So one table goes over the top of the other one, one goes under the other one, and it looks just like a big X marks the spot.
Uh-huh.
And like normal pong, you have 10 cups on each one. So on the whole table, we had 40 cups.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
Okay. And so then you would be opposite someone.
Uh-huh.
You'd throw the ball. Whenever it sunk, when you threw it, everyone rotates around to the next side of the fong table. Am I making sense?
Yeah. So you go in a circle, like taking turns until someone sinks it.
Yeah.
So everyone goes one by one. And then when you sink it, everyone on all four ends has to switch
positions. To rotate.
Yeah.
Once you sink, if your cup in front of you was just sunk by your opposition, you got to pick up the cup, drink it, and hold on to that cup for the entirety of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And if your opponent opposite you sinks like six cups, you have to drink all six and you have to be holding all six the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And then we played it. So like, I reckon you could play it.
You could play it till the end.
Yeah, to get through all the cups, which I think would be fun. But we were on a time crunch because we had a Zoom thing with some of our other friends.
That we were already like an hour late too.
Yeah. So we just played it so that whoever like had 10 cups in their hand first lost, and then everyone else counts their cups and we figure out who won. But I think it'd be fun if you went right to the end, because like people would have be drinking more than 10 cups, you know what I mean? Like you'd be plastered.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it was so much fun.
Yeah. We can insert a little picture of it.
Yeah, I took one.
But yeah, that's a little fun game for you guys at your pick-ons.
At your pick-ons.
Because you could take some trestle tables to picnics.
Yeah.
Because now we can have outdoor gatherings of 30 people.
Mm-hmm, as of tomorrow.
Right? 30?
I think so.
Yeah, because it's 20 at your house.
Yeah.
Is that right? Or 10 at your house? No, maybe it's, I don't know, it's like 10 or 20.
Yeah, I don't, maybe 30 is the next one.
Probably.
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, that was really exciting. I think Yaz had a really nice day. We had a really nice day. Everything's good and dandy.
Yeah.
A lot to drink, a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, a lot of alcohol.
Yeah. We did like a cocktail competition again. Oh, it wasn't a competition. It was a
presentation.
Yeah. We took away the competition because obviously Yaz would just have to win anyway. Because it was her birthday and that's only fair. But then Abby and I are too competitive to let that happen. So.
That's true.
So it was just a presentation.
Yeah. But it was still like, low-key, was it like a competition for you?
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I was like, I have to win.
Yeah,
there's
no
prize, but I'm winning.
Yeah, agreed. But I think we all just thought ours were the best. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Abby's was straight alcohol, so.
But mine was fun.
It was like, straight alcohol. It was like taking a shot every time you took a sip.
Yeah, but isn't that like what you... I mean, you're getting banged for your buck.
I didn't pay for it.
And it came, with an umbrella and sour lollies. Yeah. Like, I think it was...
You did do well.
It was one to beat. And I wanted it to be, like, really strong to, like, hit us. Because we were kind of, like, taking it easy throughout the day. Because we didn't want to be plastered by 2 p.m.
Yeah.
And so I did want it to, like... take us through the home run, you know?
I just thought it was so funny because mine was second, so I was in between the two girls. And I said to Abby, like, oh, I didn't put, like, a lot of alcohol in it, because about half an hour before that, Abby had been like, oh, I feel like I'm drinking a lot. Like, I really want to pace myself. Like, I want to be careful, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, well, I'll take it easy. Like, I won't make mine super strong. They can just be yummy and refreshing. And then Abby comes out with giant shots. I was like, where's the loyalty?
I was compromising.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You were just, yeah, making up for mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's lovely. We had someone send something in.
Yeah.
Is it like an advice?
No, okay. So I thought this would be fun to talk about on the podcast. Basically, she's in year 12 and so senior year,
lovely.
You get senior jerseys,
you
right?
Do. Mm-hmm.
And she wants us to decide what's going to be on her senior jersey. Which is just too much power to give us, if I'm being honest.
Do they have, like, rules?
About they probably would. So her name is Jazzy. I'm guessing Jasmine or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
These are some of her choices, okay? So we can choose one of them. We can come up with one of our own. Okay. Choices are, number one, Mommy, but M-O-M-I,
okay.
J-B at the end. Because hers, oh, it's that's her initials, J-B, Mommy J-B. Or number two, Damn Mommy. She said, sadly, Mommy is not acceptable. So like M-U-M-M-Y.
Right.
So we've had to compromise with M-O-M-I.
I do like what she's getting at.
Yeah.
And if they said that that's okay, M-O-M-I?
I'm assuming, yeah.
Right. Oh my goodness, fun. Okay, so her name's, her initials are JB.
Mm.
Justin Bieber.
Maybe she could get the Biebs.
The Biebs.
Mommy Biebs.
Mommy Biebs.
Mommy Biebs. But Biebs like B-E-E-B. Yeah. Is that how you spell Biebs?
B-E-I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mommy Biebs.
What's Justin Bieber's mum's name? I'm going too far, I know, but like...
I was about to be like, Hailey Bieber. You should just get Hailey Bieber on it. Or she could get Mommy Sorry. Because that's that TikTok trend that's going around.
Is that where she's got the mummy thing from?
I don't know. Maybe she's the mum of the group.
Right.
So which one do you prefer of those, or do you have a third wild card option?
I like the Damn Mummy.
Damn Mummy.
That one.
Me too, but for your jersey, should I have something a bit more to do with her? Like,
I don't know, because like I can tell you what I got on mine, and I regret it every day of my life.
What did you get? Did you get Amy?
I got, basically there was more than one Amy, and I was...
So you got like, Amy B?
Yeah. That was it, and it's so boring.
You should have got Amma B. Amma B up in the...
They were really, like, strict on our year on what we could and couldn't
But I-M-M-A-B.
Yeah, see, I wasn't that intelligent back then, apparently. I had nothing. Like, I was going to get my name and my middle name. Like, I had no idea. And then... All my friends were like, you can't just get Amy. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll get Amy B. Like, anyway, regret it. If I had my time again, I'd be Little Ames. Little Ames.
Yeah.
But that that nickname started when I was in year 12. Like, and we'd already put the name in. Yeah. So don't get something boring because you'll regret it.
Yeah. I remember in my school, we went, like, you know, your year 7 camp is, like, generally to, what's it called? Canberra.
Canberra, yeah.
My school was just a bit extra. We went to Tasmania because we were, like, studying deforestation. So we went down there. And everyone had beanies because we were in the middle of winter. It was freezing. Mm. And everyone had beanies. And you got your whatever you wanted on your beanies. And, like, everyone was getting the most ridiculous things ever. Like, literally one of the boys got I don't know on his beanie. And other people got, like, freaking lizard. Like, just random stuff. And, like... And the teachers freaked us out because they were like, if you've lost your beanie, because we had to wear a beanie whenever we left. They're like, if you've lost your beanie and it has a stupid name and I have to hold up the beanie in front of all of year 7 and say, who owns, I don't know. Yeah. Like, she's like, you owe me a dollar. And so my friendship group was scared of like getting silly names. So I just got Abby on mine and I regret it.
Yeah. See, it's not fun when you get something boring.
Yeah.
That's why I like the damn mommy one.
I like Mommy JB, but maybe she could write, maybe it could be Justin's mom.
I like Justin's mom.
Yeah, or momager. Is that manager and mom? Is that how
it's? Yeah, like Chris Jenner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like Justin's mom.
Yeah. That's kind of funny.
Or JB's mom.
The only time that would be awkward is if she goes to school with a Justin. That might be a little strange for Justin.
He's like, Mommy? Sorry, Mommy?
But he's going to have to learn to live with it.
I like Justin's mom a lot.
So do I.
or JB's mom. Like, she's got Mommy JB, but maybe it's funny to go JB's mommy.
Yeah.
Like, you're Justin's mom.
Yeah. Why won't they take Mommy?
Because they probably think it's, like, sexualized or something.
Right. I really like Justin's mum. No, I like that. Because before I was going to take it a step further and find out what her name is. But then that's a lot of explaining you have to do. I like Justin's mum. Or...
But maybe it's not even to do with JB. It's just because her initials are JB. You know?
Yeah. What's her last name? We probably can't say it, hey?
Bullock.
Bullock. Sandra?
I like Sandra. Sandra's daughter?
Sandra's daughter. That's all right. That's all right.
That's kind of cool.
What's a big movie that Sandra Bullock was in? Are we taking it too far? No, no such thing. No.
Isn't she Miss Congeniality?
She is. She's
there you go.
Genie.
Genie. Miss? Miss. What else is she in? Is she the one that's in The Proposal?
Yeah.
Wedding.
Just Wedding, yeah. Mrs. Reynolds.
I haven't seen that.
No, 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 as in, because Ryan Reynolds is in The Proposal. The
co-star. Right. That's interesting. They're in Alaska. Maybe Alaska.
Maybe Alaska.
Maybe Northern Lights.
She's in The Heat with Melissa McCarthy.
Oh. Melissa's friend.
Melissa's friend.
It's hot.
Menopause.
Men. And RuPaul.
RuPaul's. I think we've got a lot of
drag questions. Race. We just spat out about 20 options for you there, Jasmine.
If you don't have a winner, Jasmine, then I don't know how to help
you. If you had to pick one of those, what would you pick?
My favorite is just Men with a full stop, but I don't know if they'll take that if they're not taking Mummy.
Men.
Just Men, short for menopause.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because Sandra Bullock was in The Heat.
Right, and her last name is Bullock.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's nice. I like that, Man.
What would yours be?
Mine would probably be, I'm really vibing the Justin's mom.
Justin's mom is good.
But like M-O-M, Justin's mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a solid option.
Yeah.
I hope that she doesn't hate Justin Bieber.
Selena's ex's mom. Why doesn't she get gotta keep an eye out for Selena?
That's good.
Is there a limit to letters? Probably 11. I think that's what ours was.
I don't know. But you could shorten that, I'm sure.
G-T-K-H-I.
Wait, what's H?
Her.
Oh, her. Sorry.
I-O-F.
S.
That's kind of good.
I like that. That's my favorite, actually.
All right. Well, there you go. You're welcome.
You're welcome, Jazzy. Let us know what you picked, please.
Yeah.
Maybe we can update everyone.
Well, it's due at the end of the week.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So this comes out on Wednesday. I think it's due on Friday. So she's got 2 days to decide.
Okay, cool. Hopefully by next episode, we know what she chose and we can
Let's do a poll on our Instagram story and get some people to help out.
Okay. Yeah. You've got my phone. Lovely. Shall we move right along?
Yeah.
So I was thinking this week, because life has been really tough with everything closed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had to kind of fend for ourselves a little bit, you know, like the retail stores aren't open, nail salons aren't open, hair salons aren't open, a lot of things aren't open. So we've had to kind of figure it out ourselves for the last 4 months. And it got me thinking, there are a lot of skills that we don't give people enough credit for having.
Yeah.
For example, nail techs. I mean, just take a look at my hands.
Yeah, they're pretty good at their job.
Not done by
And they do it so quick. When we've done our nails, takes hours. We sat there for 4 hours.
Yeah, 4 episodes of Ginny and Georgia.
Yeah, they're like 50 minutes each.
Actually, no, we watched an episode of Lux Listings before that.
So 5 hours.
I think so.
And they look like that.
That means it took half an hour per nail.
That probably adds up, yeah.
That's awful. Do you have any?
Let me think. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have any, Abby?
This might be a bit controversial, but Centrelink phone workers. Look, they've got calls backed up for hours.
They would be copping it. Yeah. I mean, like,
not even just Centrelink. Like, I called to cancel one of my vax appointments because I couldn't go. I was on hold for 2 hours.
Yeah, people who are
just to cancel.
Yeah, that's nuts. That would be, I mean, I'm almost certain that, like, the phones must be ringing and they must just not pick up. Like,
yeah, but there's got to be thousands of people calling.
Yeah.
And I hate it when they tell you how many people are in the queue. Yeah. They're like 37 in the queue. And I'm like, oh my God, am I the 38th person just sitting here waiting?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So crazy.
My next one is bartenders. Okay. Because we've made a lot of cocktails and things in lockdown, and imagine doing that. Like, it will take us an hour to make three of the same cocktails in a cocktail competition.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to pump through all of them.
Yeah, and imagine you get a little white girl table and they order 12 mojitos.
Yeah.
Mojitos take time.
Yeah.
And, like, it's not like they have a big bucket jug. Like, no. They've got to kind of do two. They can only do max two in a shaker at once.
Yeah. Yeah, and then also, like, the shaker itself, that's hard work.
Yeah. And you're dealing with drunks.
Yeah, exactly. They need more credit.
Yeah.
Do you have any more?
Agreed. Okay, this one's, like, not as funny, but, like, nurses.
Yeah.
When I was in the hospital the other day for my vax, there was so many people waiting, and I was literally, like, right at the front of the line, so I could hear what all the nurses and stuff were saying in the room. And literally, like, one of the main nurses ran in, and she was like, she's like, "Nurses, attention." They all, like, looked, and then she was like, "Don't take your dinner break. We can't take our dinner break. We've got to get through all these people." And all the nurses were like, "Okay." And you can tell that they'd already worked, like, a 10-hour shift.
God, I feel bad for them. They do crazy hours.
Yeah, literally 12 hours is a normal shift.
That's nuts. My God, I haven't worked in 4 months.
I sleep for 12 hours. Yeah. Like, that's a big time.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, pest control people.
Mm-hmm. They've got to deal with a lot of stuff, don't they?
Yeah, or the people that have to come and, like, take animals away. Like, if you have a snake in your yard.
Oh, yeah.
Have to come and, like, I know that they're, like, highly trained and they're probably, like, passionate about their jobs, but, like, they're putting themselves at risk, you know what I mean? And, like, similar to that, we have a wasp nest out the back at the moment. I don't know if we're supposed to call someone. Like, do we get rid of them ourselves?
Yeah, like, do we touch that?
I don't think that's safe.
Do we let it grow?
I definitely don't think that that's right.
But, like, who do we call?
Yeah, and then, so that person that comes and removes wasps' nests for a living, good on you.
True.
But then maybe we're supposed to do it. I don't know.
I don't really know. Maybe we should. I'll ask my dad.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dads, there's a good one.
Oh, they don't get enough credit.
The number of times I call my dad and ask a stupid question per week would astound you.
Dads are just like the neighborhood watch. Yeah. You know, they're always observing. Mm-hmm. They've always got the answers as well.
Yeah, how do they know everything?
I don't know.
Good on you, dads.
Yeah. Well, while we're out at the mums.
Yeah.
Pushing a watermelon out? No, mm-hmm, thanks.
No, thanks. Imagine being in lockdown with kids as a mum.
Yeah, that is not good.
Absolutely not. It's no from me.
Yeah.
Good on you, mums.
Slight segue, window washers.
Stuff that, hey.
That's scary. And, like, all that's holding you up is that little lever.
Mm.
Like, I could just lean out my window and snip the lever and you're gone. I wouldn't do that. But you know what I mean?
No, but psychos might.
They might.
And I know they get paid, like, a lot more because it's high risk. But
what if it's a windy day?
Yeah. Do they still do it if it's a windy day?
I don't know. But it's always windy higher.
It's true. If you wash windows for a living, let us know what the safety requirements are.
Oh, I got one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of like beauty therapists, but like hairdressers and stuff.
Yes.
Because they're on their feet for like 10 hours and they have to listen to all of your trauma.
Yeah.
You know, because when you're sitting there, like, you open up to your hairdresser, they're like, "Hi, how are you?" And you just start crying. You know, it's just like therapy. But, like, they literally have to listen to all your bullshit and do your hair.
True. And also, like, aside from that, it is a skill.
Yeah.
Like, look at all the people who have tried to do their own hair in lockdown and it's not gone to plan. It's true. All over the internet. Like, they're good at what they do, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think people give them enough credit.
Yeah.
Any others?
No, I think that's it.
I think that's all I have too.
So basically, there's this thing that was going around a bit ago where you Google your birthday and you Google Florida Man after it.
Yeah.
And basically, it tells you something crazy that happened on the day you were born in Florida.
Yeah.
And they're pretty cooked.
They are.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
So we thought we would Google ours and share them with you guys and laugh.
Love that. Do you want to go first?
Sure. Okay. So the headline is for April 23rd, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Florida man in Easter Bunny brawl is a fugitive and talks about his furry first fight. A guy in an Easter Bunny suit caught on a viral video was punching another man outside an Orlando nightclub Saturday night.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, Easter.
Okay. Mine is Florida man arrested after spraying people with fire extinguisher at Walmart.
Does it give any more info? I suppose that's all the info you need. Who's arrested?
A Florida man was arrested after reportedly spraying people with a fire extinguisher in Walmart.
What? Was it his own extinguisher or did he get it off the shelf?
I'm assuming he like took the Walmart one. I don't think he would come with his own.
I don't know. You never know.
He's 33 years old. Greg David Atkinson.
Oh, call him out.
Here we go. According to the police report, Atkinson went to the Walmart on 12th Avenue and grabbed a fire extinguisher near the garden section. Police said that he started breaking windows, doors and anti-theft devices that totaled in more than $10,000 in damages. Let's go, David, or whatever his name was. Do you want to do a few more, like some other people we know?
Yeah. Let's do Yasmin.
Okay.
What?
Florida man interrupts Hurricane Matthew live TV report to yell, "Dicks out for Harambe." Okay, we're going to do our friend Ella. Hers is, what? Why would you get arrested for that? Florida man arrested after dining on spaghetti with his bare hands.
Dining on spaghetti?
Eating spaghetti with his bare hands in a restaurant. Why is that? Oh, he was intoxicated. And shoveling spaghetti with his bare hands.
So that's a public disturbance.
I guess so. Oh, there's heaps. Florida man arrested after NSP troopers find over 400 pounds of marijuana.
Ooh.
Florida man accused of stealing samurai sword. Florida man threatens to bring terror with an army of turtles. Florida man arrested after stealing a car with a baby inside and hitting the mother.
Florida is a wild place.
It is. And then there's more on the spaghetti one. Okay. Should we do Kirby's?
Yeah.
Okay. Kirby. Florida man steals vending machine. Florida man arrested after stealing downed power pole. Oh, and then he drove away with the power pole on his car roof.
Wouldn't that crush the car?
Apparently not. And then he drove on the highway. Okay. With the light pole. Who else?
Dundu Montana.
Mm-hmm. Okay, our friend Montana is... I'm going to have to read the... Okay. Florida man steals alligator from golf course. Tries teaching it a lesson by throwing it on roof of bar.
Teaching it a lesson? What? How to golf?
No, he threw it on the roof of the bar. So, yeah. Because it was naughty, I guess.
Oh, fuck.
Florida man arrested for luring robbery victims from a dating site. Florida man caught hiding heroin crack in his buttocks. Florida man arrested for calling 911 nearly 100 times in one day.
He just wanted a dog to
Lovely. Do we have any more friends?
I've had enough of Florida man, if I'm being honest.
It's too... how is there something every day?
Florida's a big... Florida's a big place.
With a high crime rating.
Yeah, apparently. And there's millions of people there.
That's too much for me. What was mine again? Oh, spraying people with a fire extinguisher at Walmart.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite is the power pole, I think. And then he went on the highway.
No, I like the crocodile one.
Oh, yeah. How? No, that's actually impressive. He stole the crocodile.
And then threw it?
And got it on a roof somehow.
Without it killing you?
Yeah, I don't know. Something, what are they, what's in the water in Florida?
That's crocodiles. Okay, so we're going to play a game.
Uh-huh.
It's called Hot or Famous.
Hot or Famous.
Yes, and this is inspired from BFF's podcast, okay. The Dave Portnoy, Josh Richards and Brianna Chicken Fry one. Basically, the game is, are they hot?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they hot because they're famous?
Right. So if they weren't famous, would you still look at them
as
walking
hot
down the street?
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to kick it off then?
Yeah, let's kickstart it with Pete Davidson.
No, I think he's just famous, personally.
Right.
What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's hot, but because he's Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
But if I walk past him on the street, I wouldn't be like, hey, how's it going? Not yeah, that I no. do that anyway. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe this is just because he's a bit older than us, but Keith Urban.
He's really big in the country crowd.
My mum is absolutely in love with him. And I just think if you saw Keith Urban at the Cass on a Saturday night, would you be as excited?
I wouldn't do a double take.
No, me neither. No.
So he's just famous.
He's just famous.
In our eyes.
Yeah.
Not in Kaz's eyes.
Absolutely not. I'm getting a phone call this week. What do you mean?
All right. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay. Let me think. If I feel like if I saw him in a bar and he was like dressed up, actually no, he's okay. He was really hot when he was younger.
Yeah.
Now, if I saw him in a bar, I wouldn't be like, that's a hot older man.
Yeah.
But maybe if he was dressed really nice, I'd be like, I can respect that other women might find him attractive. You know what I mean?
So is he famous?
I think right now he's just famous for me. What do you reckon?
I think young Leo was hot.
Absolutely.
Old Leo is like, gives me like Hugh Hefner vibes.
Yeah, agreed. He'll end up like that, I reckon.
Yeah, so I think I agree.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp.
He's hot.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know. I feel like
if I love a boy in eyeliner.
Well, I think you're only thinking about Pirates of the Caribbean right now.
No, but him when he was younger as well.
Yeah.
I think he's hot.
I think I'm going to put him on the same level as Leo.
Right.
Like, I think I wouldn't see him in a bar and be like, that is a sexy man.
Right. So you're just saying he's famous.
I think. For me, he's just famous.
Yeah.
He's not ugly.
Yeah.
But I think he's famous.
All right. What about Jack Harlow?
Oh.
He's the one with the hype at the moment. So, yeah. Like, you know how, like, it goes through ever, like, Noah had the hype, Noah Beck, yeah. And then, like, Vinny had the hype. Now, like, Jack Harlow.
I personally think he's just famous. And I know.
Yeah, no, like, I agree.
Oh, I thought you were going to disagree with me.
No, the only reason he's hot is because he's famous.
Yeah.
But he's hot. You know?
I thought before, though, like, if I walked past him on the street, I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, that was an attractive boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, neither, because I think it's his, like, charisma and, yeah. like, his chat.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. That was a good one. Mm. Timothy Chalamet.
He's hot and talented.
But you wouldn't know his talent if you walked past him on the street.
If he was acting, if he was acting shy, I'm like, wow, that's a shy boy. He's talented.
Yeah. I think he's cute.
He's like so it. Good looking.
Yeah. I'm going to give him a hot rating.
Okay. Here's one. Paul Rudd. Is that his name?
Oh, the actor from like This Is 40 and stuff?
Yeah.
Famous.
Okay.
I think he looks a bit like a dad.
I got another one to back that up, Steve Carell.
Famous.
I'm putting that as hot.
Okay.
I'm getting famous.
I was going to say, is he considered a sexy man?
Will Ferrell.
Oh, she's just firing at me. Famous.
But him when he was younger, still famous. Still famous.
Yeah.
Oh, The Rock.
Oh, I think he's kind of a sexy man, if I'm honest.
He looks like an erect penis. Because he's all veiny.
Yeah, but okay, without the muscles, famous.
Yeah.
With the muscles.
Intimidating, yet storming. Rise and shine.
Okay, I'll do a girl. Kylie Jenner.
It's hard because, like, yeah, she's hot, but, like, it is all...
Yeah.
Cosmetically done.
Yeah.
And also she's so famous because, like, she didn't have a choice in that.
Yeah.
But I think she's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you agree?
I think she's hot.
Mm.
But, like, I don't know about if she didn't have all of that. You know what I mean? But, yeah. Like, we'll never know what she would look like.
All right. What about the Hadids?
Oh, hot.
Hot.
Well, okay. I have an actual girl crush on Gigi.
Right.
What's her sister's name?
Bella.
Bella. I think if I saw Bella in real life, I'd still be like, that is an attractive woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's won The Weeknd, but with the dreadlock mohawk.
Famous.
Famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, hot.
Really?
No. Famous.
Famous.
But his talent makes him hot.
And, like, sweet boy. Like, yeah. I just want to give him a cuddle.
Yeah. There's a lot more fugly famous men than women.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of sexist. Where's the fugly famous women?
Let's go through all of the members of, the ex-members of One Direction.
Okay. Let's start with Zayn.
Okay, Zayn. No, I think he's hot. I think he's a pretty boy.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. They're my eyelashes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Louis, sorry.
It's going to be controversial, but he's just famous.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And like one of those people that I think like same vibe as Jack Harlow, like the chat and the charisma.
Yeah.
Makes him hot, but you wouldn't know that when you're walking down the street.
Yeah.
Liam.
I think he's hot.
I do too.
I enjoy him.
So do I. Niall.
He's hot, but like cutesy hot.
Yeah. I was a Niall girl when One Direction was a thing. And that Niall, hot. He has let himself go a little bit. Like, I hate to... But, like, I still put him in the hot. Like, if I saw him walking down the street, I'd still be like...
Yeah.
Harry.
Hot.
I agree. I know I've said before that I wasn't really sure, but then, like, the more you look at him...
Yeah,
the more
then I changed like, my mind.
The more you look at him, the more you're like, that's an attractive man.
Yeah, that is someone that was blessed with all the genes.
Yeah. I feel like we haven't done many girls. Do you have any girls?
I feel like all girls are just beautiful.
Agreed. Women support women. Unlike TikTok comments.
So we bash men support women.
Yeah.
We really are feminists.
But I mean, in our TikTok comments, I get more offended when girls say mean things.
I agree.
I expect it from the boys.
Yeah.
Here I go. I expect it from the boys, but when girls say
mean things. Yeah, when girls give us hate, I'm like, sister.
Yeah, what?
Literally. When a boy does it, I'm like, haha, fuck you.
Yeah. All girls are beautiful. We stand by that. Don't come for us. Do you have any more?
Nah.
All right. See, dates minus the pudding. This is our segment where you guys send in your funniest, silliest, scariest, craziest dating stories. And we tell them on here and laugh about them and laugh at you.
Okay. So this isn't so much as a sticky thing that's happened. It's like happening and wants our advice.
Oh, okay.
Hey girls, I got a little dilemma for yous. First of all,
Abby has a real
that's not
problem.
A word for you guys, okay? It's not a word. Okay, so my boyfriend's turning 18 in a couple of months and wants to go to the strippers with his mates for his birthday. I personally don't think it's a great idea because I don't want him to get hard on another chick he sees / get a lap dance from them. I also think it's a bit rude, and if it were me, if it were me all close with another guy, I know he would be pissed, but he doesn't seem to see why it's an issue. Anyways, just thought I'd get some female opinions to back me up. Thanks. Love the potty. Can't wait to hear your thoughts.
Okay. I do have an opinion about.
Okay. Because I have one as well.
Situation. I don't know. I have no idea what yours.
Neither. I have no idea what you're thinking, but you go first.
Okay. I think that you shouldn't worry about what his reaction to another girl is getting. Like, I've just always kind of thought, like, if I were in a relationship, which I'm no longer, I was trying to like I was trying to like beat around the bush, and I was like, well, fuck it, there you go.
Okay, well, this is news, everyone.
So she's
not saying it, I'm saying it.
Go for it.
DMs are open.
Amy's... I might cry if anyway, whatever. It's been rough.
I was
guys.
Wondering
send
if
me nice messages.
I was wondering if you were gonna say anything.
I thought about doing it at the start and I was like, no, I don't want the vibes to be low. But anyway. But when I was in a relationship, this like happened to me. Like it was for one of the other boys' birthdays. They were going to a strip club and that boy was single and obviously
right.
My partner at the time wanted to go and asked me if I felt comfortable with it. I didn't give a shit really because as far as I'm concerned, if he goes and if he were to go and be like, oh, I wish that Amy looked more like that, then like, fuck you, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, and I know it's easier said than done. And I know that you're like worried about him. I mean, that's a natural thing. They can't really control what happens when they see a lady's chest. You know what I mean? But like if you're worried about him going and being like, oh, I wish that my girlfriend looked more like that, then fuck that. You shouldn't be with him anyway. You know what I mean? If he's going to think things like that. Because as far as I'm concerned, he should think that you're perfect in every single way. So, I mean, I know that maybe you're a bit uncomfortable with it, but like if you feel like it's going to give him the wrong ideas and whatever, then like that's a red flag, I think. And that might be a little harsh, but that's my opinion on that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's funny. I didn't think that would be your opinion because that's like quite similar to mine.
Mm.
And I feel bad because I feel like this girl is asking for us to back her up.
Yeah.
Whereas like my opinion on it is... It's a bit different because it's his 18th and he wants to go to the strippers.
Yeah.
But if he's going out for the intention of just partying with his friends, having a good time, he's heard about strip clubs, seen them in movies, wants to go there for his 18th, that's like fine. If he's going with the mentality of, I want to see what else is out there, blah, 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 then obviously that's someone like you shouldn't be with anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree in the fact of like they can't control what happens and you can't control what's going on in their head.
Yeah.
What's the difference between him like watching porn and getting off to that to then like watching someone dance in front of them? Like you can't control how they feel and like what's going through their head. And like even they could feel the same way they do about like the stripper, like that emotion or feelings that it gives them about walking past a random on the street and you just don't know. So like it's, you know, whatever I'm trying to say. Like, it's...
Yeah. I want to say, though, like, you do have every right to feel uncomfortable about it. Oh, like, yeah. I don't want to sit here and be like, no, you should be fine with it. Like, if you're uncomfortable about it, then, like, you're uncomfortable about it and that's a natural reaction.
And he should validate your feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I personally wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
But I can see how people would.
Me too. And I also think though, if that was us, if we were 18, I would have a problem with it.
That's the other thing I was gonna say. Like I don't want to be like, oh, you're little and you don't understand. No. But like if I was 18, yes, I would definitely probably have had a problem with it. It's only now that I'm a bit older that I'm like, well, I'm
and you're great, secure in yourself like, and like when you're with someone you should be like secure in that relationship and you know, we've had experience with that aspect of life. But I think if I was 18 and that was a situation, I would feel uncomfortable with it and I would tell him that. But I would hope that he would reassure me saying that, you know.
Yeah.
Like he's just going with his friends anyway. Yeah. So I'm not sure. We're kind of going around in circles end.
Yeah, I think talk to him and say that you feel uncomfortable. But like I don't
think... So what's the advice?
Have a fat chat, yeah.
Have a fat chat.
I don't think he's going looking for a new girlfriend, you know. Oh, my God.
No.
So, like, yeah, I think it's tough, but it's his 18th, and that's...
Yeah, let him have some fun.
Do with the boys.
But, like, let him know how you're feeling, and he should let you know and reassure you of your relationship with
agreed.
Him.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed, agreed, agreed.
Yeah.
Lovely. Shit we don't understand.
Yeah.
Today I am guessing, how does bug spray work? Sorry, it took me just a second to remember. Yeah, okay. How does like Mozzie spray work? Aerogard, all that business. My first...
Wait, like Mortine or like...
Are they all different?
Well, like Mortine would like kill the bug, right?
Oh, no, as in like Aerogard that you spray on your skin.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. To protect like you from the mozzies and stuff. Okay.
My first guess is that the smell of it... they don't like, and so they go away.
A smell of what?
Of the spray on your skin.
Like, not really, but, like, kind of.
okay. not the smell, maybe the, maybe it like releases some kind of gas that like makes them woozy or something.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not the spray, but the like candles, they release a gas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for that. But for the spray, you were closer with the smell, but it's not the spray of the smell. What? It's not the smell of the spray.
Maybe. Okay, maybe they like the smell of skin, but when the spray's on your skin, it changes the smell of your skin, and so they just don't notice anymore.
Okay, that's getting closer. It doesn't change the smell.
It, like, covers your smell.
Okay, yeah. What's the smell?
Like your natural body odour.
Your BO.
Your BO.
No. You know what it is.
Your pheromones.
No, but like we're on the right track.
Your vibes. Vibe check.
And vibe check. The Muzzy's like, damn, 10 out of 10. No, not vibes. Yeah. Think of this. You breathe in
oxygen, your carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
It changes the smell of that. It covers the smell of that.
Yeah, okay.
Ah. And so then they can't, is it just that they don't see, like, know that you're there anymore?
Yes, they can't find you.
Right. Is that why some people get bitten more than others? Like,
yeah, because their smell is obviously
stronger.
Stronger.
Interesting.
Yeah, and like that's like one, that's the main part of it, but there's like another thing along that.
Am I guessing that too?
Yeah, sure.
Can I have a hint?
You've already said it, kind of, but not when you were guessing. You're like strip clubs. Like, along with, like, the bug spray covering your scent, it also does something else.
To the bug or to me?
To the bug. And so the bug won't come near you.
Makes them woozy.
Keep going.
Or, like, makes them feel sick so they go somewhere else.
What's the they go to the bathroom. What do the ads do?
It has like the barrier.
What's that?
Oh, it makes them like
when you're being
it disgusts them.
Keep going with disgust.
It repels them.
Very close. It basically repels.
It makes them check their pulse. Kills them.
I'm playing charades.
Raw pulse. Repulse. Isn't that what I said? Oh, I said repel. It repulses them. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty much what I was saying.
I know. Raw pulse. You like it kills them.
You look dead.
I was checking my pulse.
Right. But yeah.
And so it like repulses them. They're like, oh.
Interesting. There you go.
Yeah, kind of an easy chill one this week. Yeah,
it's crazy how that works.
But the candles are a little different because they release a gas and it's derived from plants or something. Right. Because apparently if you're, which I don't agree with, apparently like when you're with somewhere with like grass and plants, like there's no, like the bugs won't get you. But I feel like when you're in a forest type situation, getting attacked.
Yeah.
But apparently it's derived from grass and plants and shit and then put into the candle thingy and then it's like the gas does that barrier thing and then like covers up your scent so that they can't smell you.
Very strange.
But I always thought they smelt your blood.
So did I. Well, I didn't really know what they were looking for. Because midges wee on you. Like, they don't suck your blood.
Really?
Yeah, mozzies suck your blood.
Yeah.
But midges just wee on you. I don't think midges are a thing here. It's like, they're big in Queensland.
Oh.
That's why when you feel it happen, you just got to wash it, and then you won't get a bite.
Why do we get a bite from a wee?
I don't know how it's like some reaction with your skin.
That's disgusting.
I know. But yeah, they wee on you. It's gross, hey?
That is gross. Have you ever heard whenever a fly lands on you,
it poos.
No, it like gives birth to maggots.
Yeah, okay, so clearly when I was younger, I thought poo and giving birth were the same thing because that was in my head.
No, we were told maggots.
Yeah.
And when a fly would land on someone, we'd be like, ew, maggot! And you wouldn't talk to them for the rest of the day.
That's gross. Because
they had maggots.
I'm getting chills.
Ugh.
Let's move on then.
Yeah. Question of the podcast.
What's the question today, Abby?
You ask me that every week and I don't know.
Because I don't know today.
The Prime Minister. Beck sent this question in.
Hi, Beck.
Oh, I thought you were like, I'm Beck. Oh, I was no. like, what?
Hi, Beck.
Hi, Becky. What's that? Becky with the good ass. Becky.
Yeah.
With the butt.
Well, there's,
I am that bitch named Becky.
Yeah.
Nessie, bitch.
What's that one there? And it used to be those, like, Barbies. And it was on YouTube. And it was this, like, funny video.
Oh, I never used to watch that. I know what you're talking about, though.
Anyway. Yeah, okay, hi, Beck.
Yeah, so the question of the podcast this week is, if you were Prime Minister for the day, what would you do? Like, what new rules would you reinstate? What would you take out? What would you do? Day in the life of Amy as a Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I would make every Friday a weekend day as well. So every week we have a 3-day weekend.
Yeah, like TGIF Fridays.
Yeah, agreed. And it is mandatory by law that, everyone has to have Taco Tuesdays, tacos every Tuesday.
Okay. That's a law. I do like that. Mm. I like that one.
What have you got?
I like the vibes of the day of the week. I might do like Wednesdays, like everyone has to wear pink.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I also want to make it a rule that, let me have a think. That when you're born, you have to pledge your allegiance to the AA meeting.
Ah, good one.
Yeah.
Good one. I would make my own birthday a public holiday. Mm-hmm. And then I would just, like, do a big pub, like, make appearances at different pubs. But, like, the law is that I'm not allowed to buy my own drinks. So, like,
everyone has to buy
drinks for me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I might make it one day a year where no one has to pay for drinks.
That's fun. The government pays for your drinks for a day.
Yeah,
that would be wild.
So everyone can just get shit faced on a Tuesday.
Yeah, and you could get like fun cocktails and things.
Yeah,
for free. I really like that.
Yeah, that's a cool rule.
Do you have any other ones?
What else would I do?
I would bring down the price of puppies because they're too expensive.
I was just about to say about animals. I would like give animals to people, but like I would take away animals from people who don't treat them right and who don't have the like financial stability and like the room for animals.
Yeah,
you know,
agreed.
Like only people who are financially stable are going to be in the house for 10 to 20 years, have a big yard, you can have a dog.
But that means that we can't have a dog here.
I know. Oh no, we've got a big yard.
But we're not going to be here for 10 to 20 years.
I know, but I mean like within that time frame of a pet, you're not going to move into an apartment next year with a pet.
Right. Lovely. What else?
Maybe I would make it, like, within age brackets, like what they did with the vaccine rollout, but each age bracket gets a week where they get to go and sit in a field of puppies.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, so, like, the nanas get to go and the 80-year-old plus get to go in a field with puppies for a week.
Yeah, I like that.
And then, like, the next bracket, which would be, like, 60s to 70s, then we'll jump down to 40s, 50s.
Yeah, love it.
30s, 20s, under.
Yeah. I think also, like, I would send vouchers to people's houses for, like, groceries or like things that they need, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like a coupon. Like, you've done really well this year.
Yeah.
Here's a buy one, get one
bottle of vodka. So, being A1.
On me.
Yeah. Only if we share.
Yeah. I would give everyone a car when they turn 16.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Or your own choice of your mode of transport.
Yeah. No, if I did it, I'd give everyone electric cars because then also you're saving the environment.
Yeah, so you either get an electric car, bike, or skateboard.
Yeah.
Or Segway.
Yeah. an electric scooter. I had one of them when I was growing up. They were lots of fun. I would make the AA meeting mandatory viewing every Wednesday night.
Yeah, everyone has to sit down in their pink with a cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we get, what time did you say? Did you say time?
I said prime time TV.
Yeah, about 7 o'clock every Wednesday.
Yeah.
Everyone has to watch the AA meeting together.
Mandatory.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I'd make it free to travel to Europe.
Mm-hmm. For party purposes.
Yes.
Lovely. I like that.
Yeah.
Do you have any other ones?
What would you like take out that we've got now?
Good one. Bike helmets.
Really?
Being legal. Yeah, it's just been a pain in the ass, if I'm honest.
They're not... Well, maybe I would make them more fashionable.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I like that.
We should maybe do it together. Maybe we'd have a beret, cool. A bike beret.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because the helmet is somewhat necessary.
Yeah, okay. Understandable. What else would I take away?
I would take away restaurants serving certain cuisines. Because I want to go to a restaurant that has... Every cuisine that exists.
Yeah.
Because I find it, like, whenever I actually go to, like, say I'm going to a Thai restaurant, I always feel like pizza.
Yeah.
Or if I'm going to an Italian restaurant, I'll feel like Chinese food, yeah. You know? So I want all restaurants, or most of them, or to have a strip of them all.
Yeah.
Like, on one road where they're, like, every cuisine has to exist.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Excuse me. All right, well, I think that's just about all we have for today.
Yeah.
Episode 47, done and dusted.
Yeah, another one bites the dust.
Absolutely. I hope you enjoyed. Don't forget to keep sending in your sticky dates.
Yes.
And like shit we don't understand things, because we are actually really struggling to come up with things that we don't know, because we just know everything now.
Yeah, we're just becoming Elon Musk.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're pretty close. Yeah. We're catching up.
Yeah.
Yeah, follow us on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I don't know what else I'm missing.
Subscribe to us on YouTube. Give us a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know what your Florida man birthday is.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I want to hear some of you guys.
Yeah.
If you can beat the gator on the roof.
Yeah. That one was pretty good. Also, don't forget, if you only listen to our episodes every week, we do have the visual version available on YouTube. And if you only watch every week, we do have the audio versions available that you can listen to while you're on the go or something.
So basically, you have to listen to / watch us twice a week.
Yeah, agreed.
One on YouTube, one just like audio.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. That's the new rule, because we're prime ministers. Yeah,
agreed.
Anything else, Abby?
I think that's it.
Me too.
But yeah, thanks for listening or watching, and we hope you have a great week.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we might see you out on the town next weekend.
Yes. We'll have fun stories about Freedom Week next week, I'm sure.
So yeah.
Look forward to that. Lovely.
Bye, besties, and stay sexy.
Woohoo. You.
Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.